Social BlackBerry service. $1.50 a day on pay as you go.
From the ARN News Centre, this is Dubai 92 News.
Good morning. It's 7 o'clock from the ARN News Centre. I'm Shona McCallum. In top local news, the UAE's marriage fund has spoken out over Emiratis marrying expats. According to national news agency WAM, the issue was raised at the Federal National Council this week. FNC members reportedly called on the body's chairperson to draw up a national plan highlighting the merits of marriage. Dr. Mathia Al-Shamsi warned UAE nationals to remember the impact on the demographic structure if they marry expats. Looking abroad, the European Court of Human Rights has ruled individual states can decide how to regulate the ban on prisoner voting. But judges say the UK now has 6 months to outline its proposed reforms. It follows an Italian case which found a prisoner's rights had not been breached. Sky's political correspondent Glenn Oglaza has more.
They voted for the Italian government and therefore by proxy for the British government. As far as the 17 judges of the Grand Chamber of the European Court of Human Rights are concerned, it is up to individual countries to decide in that particular area of social policy.
In other news, formal murder charges have been filed in California court in Los Angeles against two men who allegedly shot and killed two Chinese students from the University of Southern California. The death penalty is still on the books in California, and if convicted, the two men could be eligible for capital punishment. And finally, Cameron Diaz thinks Cheryl Cole's cameo in the new movie What to Expect When You're Expecting could be the first of many film roles for the singer. Cheryl plays a TV talent show judge in the pregnancy comedy and attended the London premiere last night. Cameron hopes the film will appeal to a wide audience.
One of the things that I really love about it is that it's relatable to anyone. It doesn't matter if you've been pregnant or you're thinking you have children or if you've had children or you don't have children. It's really just about the human experience of deciding to bring a life into this world.
Dubai 92 Sport with Golf House.
First, then, the UAE could host another international series this year. It's after the Pakistan Cricket Board shortlisted the Emirates and three other countries to stage its one-day international and 2020 games against Australia. Malaysia, Zimbabwe and South Africa are the other contenders. And in football news, it looks like the preferred destination for Chelsea player Didier Drogba will be China. The Ivory Coast striker will leave when his contract expires at the end of June and is now odds on to follow his former teammate Nicolas Anelka to the Chinese League, quite possibly Shanghai Shenhua.